This one is Rhonda, RHONDA, little LITTLE, 7/22/67, 56-year-old woman with history of SLE, hypertension, diabetes, on Lantus and Novolog, hypertension, I said that, gastroesophageal reflux, renal failure, 3B, neuropathy, chronic pain, depression, anxiety, muscle spasm, asthma, COPD, hyperlipidemia, anxiety and hyperlipidemia, I said that. Crohn's disease, period. Patient has had over 13 bowel obstructions and has had multiple surgeries, including hysterectomy, gallbladder surgery. Patient's allergy includes Compazine and all gout medication. Medication includes Nucynta, Nucynta, 150 BID. Linzess 150 once a day, hydroxyzine 25 three times a day, duloxetine 30 milligram a day, Colace, Seroquel 100 milligram a day, Metformin 500 milligram 3 BID, Novolog insulin, Lantus 20 units at bedtime, Metoprolol 50 milligram a day, Lisinopril 5 milligram a day, Amilodipine 5 milligram a day, Protonics 40 milligram a day, Dental 20 milligram as needed, Prednisone 5 milligram at this time, Hydroxychloroquine 200 milligram BID, Folic acid 1 milligram a day, Gabapentin 800 milligram 3 times a day, Celexa 40 milligram, which was recently switched to duloxetine, clonazepam 0.5 milligram as needed, tizanidine 4 milligram a day, Singulair 10 milligram a day, Zyrtec 10 milligram a day, Pulmicort inhaler, Zofran as needed for nausea and vomiting, Lipitor 40 milligram a day, Pro Air 2 puffs 4 times a day, and that's it. Family history: mom died of COPD, lung cancer. Husband died of COVID, and father died of lupus and diabetes. Allergy, we talked about that. COVID immunizations up to date. Social, she's widowed, has two children, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Disabled for some time, lives at home with her brother. She's able to drive, but doesn't like to drive because she's on so many medication. Medical problems as above. An exam, O2 sat 100%. Pulse is 65. Blood pressure 130 over 90. Heart positive, swollen positive. Two lungs are clear. Abdomen soft. Neck shows no JVD. Skin shows no rash. Arm mucosa with immunological non-focal. Lower extremity shows 1+ edema. Assessment: Crohn's disease. Number 2, history of bowel obstruction times 13 surgeries. Number 3. Diabetes, number sugar control, next one is hyperlipidemia, next one is renal insufficiency, stage 3B, next one is depression, next one is anxiety, next one is hyperlipidemia, next one is has been on biologics in the past. Oh, go back and put surgery. Yeah, we said surgery, hysterectomy, and gallbladder. Forget that. Okay, come back. Next number, we said hypertension, chronic abdominal pain, neuropathy, chronic pain, asthma. Patient is quite debilitated at this point, but she definitely would benefit from home health, but does not meet the criteria for palliative or hospice care at this time. Thank you.